Annie and the Old One, Recording 6. When they reached the small mesa, the Old One sat crossing her knees, folding her gnarled fingers into her lap. Annie knelt beside her. The Old One looked far off toward the rim of desert where sky met sand.
"My granddaughter," she said, "you have tried to hold back time. This cannot be done."
The desert stretched yellow and brown away to the edge of the morning sky.
"The sun comes up from the edge of the earth in the morning. It returns to the edge of the earth in the evening. Earth, from which good things come for the living creatures on it. Earth, to which all creatures finally go."
Annie picked up a handful of brown sand and pressed it against the palm of her hand. Slowly, she let it fall to the earth. She understood many things. The sun rose, but it also set. The cactus did not bloom forever. Petals dried and fell to the earth. She knew that she was a part of the earth and the things on it. She would always be a part of the earth, just as her grandmother had always been, just as her grandmother would always be, always and forever. And Annie was breathless at the wonder of it. They walked back to the hogan together, Annie and the Old One. Annie picked up the old weaving stick.
I'm ready to weave, she said to her mother. I will use the stick that my grandmother has given me.
She knelt at the loom. She separated the warp strings and slipped the weaving stick in place, as her mother had done, as her grandmother had done. She picked up a strand of grey wool and she started to weave.